When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey you, what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Today is Free Ride Friday, where we announce who won the free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. Every week we have a random draw to see who won a lifetime membership to our $100 MBA training and community. And all you got to do to enter our weekly random draw is leave us an iTunes rating and review. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. If you're on your computer or any browser, just go to 100mba.net/show. It's our way to say thank you for showing so much support. So make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to see who won this week's free ride. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast you just don't want to end. But luckily, we have a show every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Make sure you check out some of our freebies, our free courses, our free guides over at 100mba.net. And in today's episode, you will learn how to budget for your business. The way I recommend the way you budget for your new business is a little bit different, but you'll find it very, very helpful. I can't wait to share it with you, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by Xero, spelt X-E-R-O. Xero is an online accounting software and platform for your small business. With Xero, it doesn't matter if your small business is a brick and mortar or online. That's because Xero was born in the cloud and built in the cloud. This means you can manage your accounting anytime, anywhere from your Mac, PC, iOS, or Android device. So give them a try with a free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcast and start managing your invoicing and get paid faster. And not only that, Xero randomly selects 5 people a month who've signed up to receive a mystery box of goodies from Xero, plus a company that already swears by Xero. Get your free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcasts. The method of budgeting I'm going to be sharing with you is a method called zero-sum budgeting. And I recommend this way of budgeting, or this method of budgeting, because it's the safest way to budget for your new business. It ensures you minimize spending and waste. Now, I didn't make up this method, zero-sum budgeting. It's actually Dave Ramsey's method. It's what he recommends. We mentioned Dave Ramsey in last week's must-read episode, Entre Leadership. And Dave Ramsey is known as a financial expert and helps a lot of individuals as well as small businesses with their budgeting. So let me tell you a little bit about zero-sum budgeting. A zero-sum budget forces you to spend every dollar you make, just not in the way that you think. The basic premise of the budgeting strategy is that you must give each dollar a job. This prevents waste and maximizes your income, with the ultimate goal of reaching zero at the end of each month. However, zero-sum budgeting works by using last month's real income to pay this month's expenses. So it's important that you have a savings cushion equal to at least 1 month's expenses before you get started. So let me simplify what Dave Ramsey means by zero-sum budgets. Here's a direct quote from his book. The point of zero-based budgeting is to make income minus the outgoing equal zero. So if you cover all your expenses during the month and have $500 left over, you aren't done with the budget yet. You must tell what those $500 should do. Where should those $500 go? If you don't, you're going to lose a chance to make it work for you and your business in terms of growth. You're just going to spend it. It's just going to go away. So basically, zero-sum budgeting forces you to allocate all the dollars to something, whether you use the money for paying bills for your business, or for savings, or reinvestment, all your dollars. Because according to many budget experts, money without a job is likely to get spent, and often carelessly. And this is why many people believe that zero-sum budgeting is ideal for new businesses. Nothing is wasted and every dollar has a purpose. When you create a comprehensive budget that accounts for everything, you theoretically shouldn't have any cash left over to waste. So let me get into the nitty-gritty of how to create a zero-sum budget. Now, a zero-sum budget might sound exactly what you need, but it can't happen overnight. Certain steps need to take place and in a certain order for a zero-sum budget to work and to work effectively. So here's how you can create a zero-sum budget. Track your spending in your business for 1 to 3 months. So you're going to work for 1 to 3 months in your business and track all your spending. What are you spending on? VAs, hosting, you're outsourcing any work, any kind of fees you're paying on a regular basis. If you're in a physical business, your rent, your employees, all that. Before you get started, you need to know where your money is disappearing to, and those are some of your expenses. This is the reason why you need to track all your expenses. If you use a credit card or a debit card for your spending, this can be easily accomplished by digging out your statement and taking a look at what you spent on the last 1 to 3 months on your business. You may want to open up a Word doc and start categorizing these things. Figure out which categories take the majority of your expenses, and these categories will be different for everyone, but you might want to include things like payroll, ongoing expenses, maybe your inventory, suppliers, whatever those categories are. Then total up all the expenses in each category and then have a total number or dollar figure for each category. You then need to compare your budget, all the expenses of each category, to your actual earnings. In a best case scenario, you're spending far less than what you're earning and you can immediately begin allocating the surplus funds to paying off maybe a loan that you have in your business or reinvesting in your business in different ways. In the worst case scenario, you're spending more than you're earning and you need to make additional cuts from your budget right now. So you take a look at your budget and you need to start taking cuts right now. The fact that you're not earning more than you're spending is a huge red flag and you need to just address that immediately before you start budgeting for next month. Now the next step is getting a month ahead. Since zero-sum budgeting uses last month's income to pay this month's bills, you'll need to get 1 month ahead of your finances to make this work. Getting 1 month ahead can be accomplished by saving 1 month's expenses in your regular savings account using these funds for the following month's budget. So this may take you a few months depending on how much your profits are. So say, for example, your expenses are $4,000 and you make a monthly revenue of $6,000. That means you make $2,000 in income. That's your surplus. That's half a month's budget. So that means you're going to need 2 months of profit in order to get to that point where you have a full month of expenses paid for in advance. So basically, you're socking away this month's income into saving for next month so you can take care of the following month's budget. The point is that you're getting in front of your expenses. I highly recommend this because this really makes sure you're never in this danger zone of being in debt. You do not want to be in debt when it comes to your business. So you want to start out really clean. Now, you're finding this difficult, getting enough money to cover your expenses for the next month, the month before, that means your expenses are too high. You need to cut your expenses as much as possible until you get to that point. Once you get to that point, you can start allocating that money, especially if your surplus goes over your current budget expenses, you can start spending that money towards growing your business, reinvesting in your business, hiring a new person. This really allows you to be mindful of how much money you have to spend on your business rather than just having a surplus and having no idea what to do with this money. Guys, I got more on today's lesson when it comes to budgeting for your business. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, very appropriate, Xero, an amazing accounting software. X-E-R-O, Xero is beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses like you be more productive and successful. What I love about Xero is that it's easy to use. If it's not easy, you're not going to use it. You can send invoices, online quotes to your customers, pay employees, manage cash flow expenses, and even inventory with Xero. Xero's in the cloud, so you can access and manage all your business accounting on the go. And Xero does what desktop software does and more. Plus, you can use it anywhere at any time from your mobile device. So if you're away on vacation, if you're away on business, and you need to get paid from a client, you can send them an invoice and get paid instantly right from your mobile phone. Love that. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcast. That's Xero.com/podcast with an S. Xero, beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses be more productive and successful. Give them a try. Free for 30 days at Xero.com/podcast. So I want to clarify and simplify today's lesson really quick when it comes to zero-sum budgeting. The main difference here is that you're using money you've made to pay for your budget, rather than going into debt and paying for things after the fact. So what it means is that you only spend what you can afford. Your budget comes from your revenue. So this allows you to grow slowly. This allows you to grow at a pace that's comfortable, so you don't feel like, well, what if I can't pay my employees this week? What if I can't pay my suppliers? You'll never have that situation because you've already budgeted for it and you have the money ready to pay for it the month before. If you need to review this episode one more time, don't worry. You can rewind and play it again. And if you have any questions on this topic, let us know. Just email us at contact@100mba.net. We'd love to take your questions on Q&A weekends. You can also tweet at me on Twitter at BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson, but it's not over, guys. Today is Free Ride Friday, so I got to announce a Free Ride Friday winner. Let's see who won this week's lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. This week's winner is Rear Ends Men's Underwear. Rear Ends Men's Underwear says, love, 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 5 stars. Hi, Omar. My husband and I have a small startup men's underwear online business here in Australia called Rear Ends Men's Underwear. Down under. Awesome. Rear Ends continues to say, like most startups, we are on a bootstrap budget, so your podcast is like a lifeline for our business. We can't thank you enough for all the free content and direction. It's like having our very own personal mentor. As it's a tough uphill climb where we have not seen a lot of success yet, your podcast inspires us both to stay focused and determined. Thank you so much from the land down under. Thank you so much, Rear Ends Men's Underwear, for that awesome review. And don't worry about it. You're going to make it. It's always tough at the start, but everything worth something has a bit of hard work behind it. And to help you along the journey, you've just won a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. So welcome to the community. Your mission is to email us at contact@100mba.net so we can hook you up with the free ride. Thank you so much for all your amazing ratings and reviews on iTunes. Guys, we do this every single week. We give away a free ride on Friday. If you want to win one, just drop us an iTunes rating and review. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Having a clear-cut budget and using the zero-sum method is a really, really great way to run your business because it gives you peace of mind. There's nothing like having financial stress. It's one of the worst stresses in the world. It tears up people's relationships and even tears up the relationships in business. And what zero-sum budgeting does, it allows you to make sure you're only spending money that you can afford to spend. So take this seriously. Budgeting can really help you have a successful business and also enjoy the process and not feel stressed out constantly. All right, guys, I hope that helps and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode, which is Q&A weekends where we answer your questions. Can't wait for that, guys. I'll see you then. Take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.